In his YouTube, Deceive and Hide, Jewish Mob Stalking Culture, Canadian targeted citizen Stephen O'Keefe states, "With so many Jews involved with methods of deep psychological torment directed at me for so many years, it is impossible that these methods are not culturally Jewish, known by all Jews above a certain age. This culturally Jewish method of profiling and stalking someone to ruin would have existed before technology made it easy, perhaps explaining why Jews have been exiled from so many lands. The benefits to shadow governments are endless. Spy operations, police stings, drug dealing, money laundering drops, and black operation terror events, where an asset or target are surrounded by nothing but layers of backup in a pre-scripted crowd simulation. What gave away the core of this mob stalking method as culturally Jewish was that Israelis always positioned themselves in the lead to appear as a victim, with their terrain cues consistently ordinary per Mossad and Shin Bet's mottos of deception and concealment as a strategy. The culturally Jewish methods of deception and concealment are mafia tactics, as evidenced by the similarity in criminal activities between the American Jewish mafia and the Israeli mafia, the embedded nation of Israel and Israel proper. Jewish American mafia criminal activities include narcotics trafficking, racketeering, gambling, loan sharking, bookmaking, contract killing, diamond trafficking, extortion, weapons trafficking, fraud, prostitution, and money laundering. Israeli mafia criminal activities include drug trafficking, diamond trafficking, racketeering, loan sharking, robbery, extortion, money laundering, hijacking, gambling, prostitution, bookmaking, weapons trafficking, and human trafficking. This video profiles the surveillance proficiencies of Jews and their Nation of Israel as Shin Bet, Mossad, and their Sayanim, or helpers, who profiled, mob-stalked, and ruined my personal and professional life, have declared themselves, quote, deceivers in hiding. Original Mossad slogan, "By deception thou shalt do war," and "Deceit is essential in warfare," and Shin Bet slogan, "Defender shall not be seen." Jewish mob stalking works like this. Jews pass your photo and details around by mobile phone and conspicuously stalk you wherever you go. Once you start discussing it or taking their photos, they complain to authorities that you're insane and obsessed with Jews, a Nazi, white supremacist, or potential terrorist, and that you must be watched very closely and that Jews will help. Helping means setting you up for ruination, which benefits the police state, which protects Israeli interests. The power of Jews over my host nation of Canada is irrefutable. So, CSIS, Canadian Security Intelligence Service, the RCMP, Royal Canadian Mounted Police, the Toronto Police Service, and the Nation of Israel embedded within Canada, expanded my targeting to develop a GPS terrain surveillance and queuing system. This involves portable biometric gear in backpacks, duffel bags, and luggage totes, which redundantly biometrically position you amongst plain-clothed police, spies, and their assets and targets, fed to and through satellite GPS. It's designed to move the target into a scripted surveillance sequence where anything can happen to them, like a mock collision to take them out while appearing accidental, with all immediate witnesses in on the black operation. If the target has been conditioned to EEG remote influencing, as I was, they can be led along a pre-scripted surveillance path, like a marionette, directed, misdirected, and delayed as needed using GPS-positioned cues and resists. The cueing system covertly deployed around me uses any object or mark on the terrain, other people in the biometric field, or even GPS-located aircraft in the sky. Domestic terror black operations send government officials, police, intelligence, and the military to Israel for counterterrorism training. There they can be covertly EEG fingerprinted and their unique biometric signatures cultivated by Israeli intelligence. Beyond detecting the international locations of plain-clothed intelligence and police for Israeli Jewish operations using GPS cueing systems, important decision makers can be covertly mob-stalked by Jews for life yielding unlimited political blackmail. As Jewish deception and hiding are further finessed to fabricated domestic terror patsies and the events to go with them, more persons seek Israel for the best counterterrorism training. Jewish stalkers were so intent on always appearing to be a victim in anything I recorded, they gave themselves away as my core predators, despite so many government agencies serving as their camouflage.